You are now entering the prism.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the next episode of Chill Prism Podcast. This is your host, Ben.
It's joined season by four.
Season four.
There you go.
There we go.
New season, new reason to kill yourself.
That is your other host, Russell. And foreskin implies the existence of five skin.
Or foreskin implies the existence of from skin.
Or aft skin.
from to skin, but T O and to skin.
Also T
W L.
Yeah.
You also got from with skin.
So welcome into the new season. Welcome with arms wide open. We hope that you enjoyed your previous year. I don't know if this
year's going to be worse.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. It only gets worse from here.
Man. Well, I know it's not an official brew review, but we're starting our day off with a little bit of Dunkin'.
What did you get? What did she order?
It's a caramel craze.
Okay, I knew I had it, but I usually get the frozen or the cold one. So I was like, this tastes familiar to me.
I've had this in my mouth. Delicious. It just tastes like candy liquid. We'll definitely drink it again. If you can't tell the difference in audio quality, we are recording in a different location than our regular studio. We're actually recording in my personal studio.
That's why. God damn it.
What are you doing?
The middle of my mic stand is touching the ground.
Oh.
So it's like wobbling back and forth.
Yeah, you gotta lift it up and tighten it. Please excuse us while we handle these technical difficulties. Oh, did you get it? The beautiful part of this arrangement is one of my cats is in heat. That's in the studio right now.
And she's lubing all over my leg.
Russell is like, I tried to move her, and like, I guess she got in water or something because she's wet.
No, I thought it was like her uterine wall.
You thought that the cat was period bleeding?
I didn't know. I thought that's what heat was. Women don't get this fucking crazy when they're ovulating.
Well, you know what? That's not true for all women.
This is getting really uncomfortable. Excuse me while I pull my fun stick out of my pants. There we go. It's like taking your belt off after Thanksgiving. That cat's going to kill itself.
Yeah, absolutely. So this cat is going to create a nice fun environment.
Just gonna jump on your keyboard.
Sorry, she almost severed her artery that is the audio box. So yeah, this is gonna make things interesting. I like it.
Yeah,
it's good quality audio, good quality distractions, really good content, grade A content.
Bad quality podcast.
Oh man. So what's been going on in your neck of the woods?
Both of my parents have COVID.
Nice.
Yep. I have to do some shopping for them and then drop it off at
the door
and fucking run. That's what I'm doing after this.
Get a Lysol everything.
Yeah.
I have to complete a truck deal after this.
What truck deal? Oh, for the one you sold?
Yeah, for the Dodge.
So that's all the way down in Lawton or in South Oklahoma?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought that's where you sold it.
No, I sold it up in Mustang.
Where did really they close live? Don't say that. Sorry. Well, they don't
in
know what's
Mustang
happening. I thought you said they were from South Oklahoma.
No, that's where my grandfather is from. That's actually where I purchased the truck originally.
Gotcha. Okay, okay.
So
grandma moved.
No, my grandma was up here always. my grandfather lived down there after they divorced.
You're right. Yeah. Okay. That's the part that I wasn't remembering.
Yeah. My grandfather just like picked up and moved away from every one of his family members.
Yeah, I would.
And then proceeded to make more money than everyone in the family combined in isolation.
I mean, that's what I'd do, dude. That's what I'm going to do like right fucking now.
So apparently this is the way. This is what we do.
Your cat is,
yeah, I raised her right. She's into it. It goes off. we can't tell you what's going on.
Yes, we can.
Can we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took off my concealed carry and set it down on the couch because I'm fat and appendix carry hurts when you sit down. And the cat, it's holstered, but the sex cat has decided that it's going to be where it rubs itself on my gun.
Frittage all over the pistol.
And literally, it's not like it was rubbing like on the magazine or anything, just right on the fucking muzzle of the gun. Just, and it's holstered, it can't go off, but I'm like, okay, it's kind of fucked up.
Something to be aware of. But anyhow, yeah, I'm gonna go take care of that car deal and get that officially sold. That repair to get that truck up and running was so fast.
Yeah.
It was literally just double checking everything, fixing the one electrical issue, putting fluids in it.
Well, like that's the whole thing with the Dodge that I sold. It wasn't running. But
I was gonna sell that Dodge to you.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But the mine just wasn't running. It had been sitting, and I didn't want to do anything else to it because I just like
you just dumped it. We don't have the space for it. First of all, to work on it.
Well, the reason it started sitting is because I had just repaired something, and then it busted. Like I replaced the radiator, and it fucking exploded. And so I'm like, I replaced it again. And then found out I needed to replace the water pump because that, for some reason, caused what happened both times. Replaced it, fucking tried it out, made sure it worked, fucking parked it. I did not want it to go off again. Until I either had the money and the time and the resources to restore the truck, like, as a whole, or get the fuck rid of it. Right. So that's after, like, 2.5 to 3 years. And then we finally found this guy. And we told him it needs a new battery. It's going to need spark plugs. Couple other things, like small stuff. Well, they ended up they paid, I think, what was it? I don't remember. It was 75 20s. How much money is that? Is that $1,500?
No. Something like that. I don't have my phone on me, so I can't do the quick maths.
Hold on.
And I don't want to think. So what's 75 times 2? It's 1,500, yeah. $1,500.
Okay. So yeah, they paid me $1,500.
Yeah.
And towed it off my grandma's property with a rope.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then a couple weeks later, we met at the tag agency and kid drove it there. They got it all fixed. He's like, yeah, it wasn't just what you said, but it's cool. It was worth it. I'm like, I told you it would be. That's the best thing to learn on.
That's awesome. That's satisfying to see it rolling. That's kind of like bittersweet.
Yeah, I saw him going out to my I was going out to my grandma's the other day. I saw him on Northwest Expressway. He's fucking rocking it.
Just putting around.
Oh, dude, it's so loud. It's so much louder than I remember, too. That's nice. Cool,
yeah. It's nice that that people actually appreciate those older vehicles and still want to cruise them around. I know I had nothing but headaches with my truck, my actual truck that I love. And the reason I hated that Dodge is because it was meant to replace my truck.
Yeah.
And it never fucking died.
Oh, dude, there's no replacement.
It would never die. Yeah. And it was ugly as sin to me. It was one of the...
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't like that year? That's like the first year or so where they had like the cross for the...
For the grill, yeah.
For the grill.
Yeah.
What was it, 90? Or an 86?
The Dodge that I sold was a 92, so it had fuel injection.
Okay,
it had
right.
The older body style. It was like the
perfect mix. It was fuel injection? It wasn't TBI?
Yeah. Sorry, it was TBI.
Okay.
But
TBI is weird.
It's like, essentially, it's fuel injection. Yeah. Might as well be fuel injection. But it was so reliable.
Ducky has a comment.
I had nothing but problems with my truck that I loved, and that one was so dead reliable.
Mm.
It was like, the best way I could equate it is you leave a supermodel with a really bad personality traits, like a really toxic supermodel, for a frumpy looking woman who loves you with all of her heart and would do anything for you. And you're just mad that you left a supermodel.
Yeah.
Even though the supermodel will, like, put cigarettes out on your arm.
What was wrong with the Ford that made you have to get a replacement? It was just dying.
I just kept running into problems. I was not a carb whisperer. I still am not a carb whisperer, but I'm significantly
better. It
started
to become less of an EDD and more of a headache.
Yeah. So you had to constantly adjust it.
Mm.
There were a bunch of little small electrical things that would go wrong with it. And there was just stuff I didn't know enough about it. And so all the stuff would become like super big headaches for me. And I, you know, needed to get to work. I needed to get to school. And the other vehicle just never had these problems. So it was an intelligent decision. But, you know, we don't always make decisions with our brain. We'll typically make decisions with our
emotions. What the fuck is that?
What are you talking about?
The other Focusrite sitting right there.
That's my old interface.
Does it work?
Yeah, I use it for my other computer, though. That's off limits.
Okay.
You don't get to touch that one.
Well, we spent so much time telling Eric he couldn't come on because we didn't have the ability to connect them.
I'm not going to unhook that every single time
I
have
fine.
To go.
I didn't know that it was hooked up to something.
Yeah,
okay, this cat is trying to get inside me.
Yeah, it is.
I'm allergic to your kind.
Oh, man. It wants to have a penis so bad.
I'm going
to
fucking get out of here. Oh,
I love this so much.
I don't have both hands.
Russell's literally trying to peel the cat off of his person. She is not having it. Oh, God, I love this so much.
She's aiming.
You have to beat that puss off with both hands, man. That's amazing.
Hey. You look so sad.
She's like, I just want you to fuck me. I don't understand.
What's the problem here?
Which one is this?
This is zero. This is the good one.
She's so sweet. I just don't want her leaking on my pants.
Well, that's too damn bad.
That's too dang bad!
Oh, man.
But,
so now that I've learned the mental gymnastics required to coerce the supermodel into being a decent human being.
Sounds a little Epstein-y, but okay.
I sold my frumpy, loving Dodge wife.
Because you're an asshole.
To sex trade.
Yeah.
So that I could find the money and resources necessary to make the supermodel Ford love me. So, yeah, that's what happened.
Makes sense.
And I have to complete that transaction later on this evening. So I'm happy. I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
And I fucking got the supermodel Ford started and running. Like, oh, so fucking satisfying. And I think the last time I looked at it, the reason why it was parked is there was like a switch. An ignition switch. So when you would turn the key, two contactor blades weren't making contact. That's the only reason it wasn't driving. It's bullshit.
Yeah,
so that does stupid. Suck. Such a stupid little thing is why most of those older vehicles get parked. So irritating.
I'll fucking kill you.
But it's good now. Don't throw things at my cat.
It's her toy. Yeah.
So what brew are we going to review first, other than the Caramel Craze?
I'm not sure.
I'll just pick one.
Pick a color. Great.
Yellow.
Okay, yeah, you have the soles by your foot. Lello. This episode is brought to you by the color yellow. Wait, do you have to stir those or anything?
Would you have to stir them?
I don't know. Also, the listeners can't hear you, so.
Bitch, I am busy. Don't fucking touch me like that.
That's incredible.
You little whore.
She get on me, and then she fucking takes her head, and she's like, give me something. Give me something. She's hitting my arm with her head. Now she's staring at me like really, really, really sexually.
Yeah.
Fucking it's a sex slut. Kitten.
Little sex panther.
Oh.
Fucking love that cat.
So this is a Modelo Chilada Pina Picante. Oh.
What?
With refreshing flavor of pineapple and chili peppers. I've had a Bud Light Chelada, like the regular flavor.
Yeah.
It's a carbonated V8, and I hated it.
Well, we're about to find out on this one. It smells good.
Ooh. Mm-mm.
Ugh. It doesn't know what it wants to be.
It's such a warm flavor and so salty.
Yeah, and it's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold, but it's a warm flavor. That's the best way to describe it.
Ugh. It's so savory. Get the fuck away from me.
So I would say that we can drink.
God damn it.
We can drink at least half of what we have, and then we'll pour out the rest.
Get the fuck down. I don't like your straight vert. It's creepy as fuck, dude.
It's so
she literally jumps good. From the floor to my shoulder.
Yeah.
With not no with effort. No with no running start. She's just I have a pussy on your shoulder.
So when the cats were kittens, I would train them to like stay on my shoulders like
so it's your fucking fault.
Yes.
Okay.
Like a parrot on a pirate's shoulder. I would do that. And now she'll just from the floor, she'll just scale you. Both of them will do this. And they'll just chill on your shoulder. And you don't get any say in it. They're just going to do it.
Yeah.
They don't give you warning. There's no signal. There's no tell from you that indicates they need to do it. They just do it whenever they feel like it now. But when you do want them on your shoulder and you place them there, they will not stay. So it's literally the opposite of what I wanted.
Yeah. This is okay. Weird. I've never wanted to sit upright, but I felt like I was going to fall backwards every time I moved. I had to lock it in place. Stop looking at me like that. You're going to make me fall in love.
Yeah.
And then you're not going to like what happens after that.
Neither will your wife.
My wife will congratulate me for getting hard. So.
Oh no.
Oh man.
Get the fuck out of here. God. I will kick you. I will drop kick you when he's not looking.
She got sad and kind of looked away a little bit. She's like, but I don't understand. I thought you were brought here for the purpose of
on that other mic, do you have to turn my levels up less than you have to turn his up? Like, if he were to use that mic, do you think his levels wouldn't have to be, like, his pickup wouldn't have to be so high?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good, because the higher it goes, the more it's going to pick up my voice.
Yeah. The thing is, though, I use that for vocal, so you can't fart into that one. So we'll have to come up with a different solution for that.
We're going to have to just use another mic. We need an inline mic that we can turn on and off.
That'd be fantastic. Listeners, we're not going to give you anything for it, but subscribe to our Patreon. We need a fart mic.
I'm going
to
give you some love.
Well, we have. I think we tested it and it doesn't really work.
I mean, we can make it work. We can fix just about anything because we're broke. And we have to resort to fixing things instead of purchasing them.
Something I wanted to do was get an intern or somebody who doesn't really want to be on the show except for, like, I want to get a Jamie. Somebody to sit with a mic but only focus on levels. And if we ask them to Google something, if we turn into that type of shit, then that's what we really need, because that way we don't have to worry about that type of stuff. They can change our levels when we need them to, because I can go like this.
And then he would know.
Yeah, and then he'll know to turn up my extra mic.
Huh?
He'll know to turn up my extra mic, like my chair mic, because I'll just all of our chairs
will be equipped with a mic.
Yeah, with a mic that kisses the Sphinx, and then it'll just be lined up, and then our Jamie will just tell him, we'll do the type thing on your nose to tell him, hey, I got a fart. He'll turn that up, you rip one, and he'll turn it down immediately.
I'm so scared of the accidents that will come from this.
Yeah, shitting on the fart mic?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to be assigned.
We don't want to cross-contaminate b-holes.
Oh, speaking of shitting, yesterday, your breakfast of chili.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, on one of the more recent episodes, I explained my digestion issue. Well, Ben over here, for some reason, decides to eat chili for breakfast.
At 8.
8 a.m.
Just bowl of chili.
A bowl of chili.
Fucking hearty, thick-ass chili.
And so, we're sitting in the break room, and all of a sudden, this smell just wafts over me, and I legitimately thought I shit myself. Because it smelled like my shit when I eat onions. Body odor and blood is what it smells like. It smells like iron and onions.
Oh, man. It's beautiful. And now that I'm a supervisor there, no one says shit about it. They just like quietly take the assaulting fragrances.
Yeah.
And say nothing.
It's like the fucking fish people, dude. If you warm up fish in a break room, you don't deserve to walk this earth. It's one of the most heinous things you can do.
Yeah, it's very inconsiderate.
No, it's evil. It's plain evil.
I've done it twice.
Yeah, and I would compare it to the atrocities committed by a specific group of people that are more east farther than us in the later half of the 1930s.
Okay.
Nine!
You know, I didn't realize how egregious it was until I was the recipient. Until I was on the other end of the barrel. And then I was like, I just wasn't ready for that smell today. If you're packing a lunch of fish, you know what you're about to get into. But if you're about to walk into a break room, you're like having a nice, lighthearted conversation with someone, and now all of a sudden
your appetite dirty just vagina. Plummets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, it's just not a cool thing to do. And there's no spoken, or sorry, it's like an unspoken rule. It's an unwritten one for sure. Just like wiping from front to back, you know?
What's wrong with that? Ethan does that.
Everyone's supposed to wipe from front to back.
No, does the opposite.
You wipe from back to front?
No, Ethan does. Ethan Klein from H3H3.
That's how you get a dirty sack, dude.
Well, he's a dirty, fat human. So, I mean, he is fucking disgusting.
That's part of his brand, though. I think that's intentional.
No, it's not. Not anymore. His brand is being a fucking cuck. He deleted both of his Jordan Peterson episodes because he thinks that Jordan Peterson is a gateway to the right wing, which is the alt-right, sorry, which is hilarious. Because the
He's a pretty... I don't think he's that conservative of a guy. He just wants people
he's
to, like...
He's not. And also, it's funny because
human
he teaches personal responsibility. And the whole thing that the alt-right, like the actual alt-right community is the alt-right, individually, they believe they're not responsible... It's black people and people who aren't white that are responsible for the problems that they are having in their own lives.
So his ideology is
completely
in stark contrast.
So he deletes that. He deletes both those, but he still has the episode with iDubbbz where they say iDubbbz catchphrase over and over and over and over again.
What's their catchphrase?
NF.
Or his catch.
Trigger. Maggot.
Huh.
Yeah. Because back in 2015, that was okay to say on YouTube. Because iDubbbz, that was his thing.
Huh.
But and even if that was just okay in general back then, it's not now.
Yeah.
So for it's so fucking hypocritical to say that something that is good and has nothing, no problems, which is Jordan Peterson, is bad, and this is okay because it was okay back then.
What if he just really disorganized and doesn't realize that episode's up?
No, he knows.
It's been brought to his attention.
People have been tweeting it at him for the past 48 hours after he deleted the Jordan Peterson episode. Ooh. He's very aware, and he's always been aware. He doesn't get that many viewers on his show. So, like, his live count is pretty good, but he's been consistently losing viewership for the past few years. So he, every once in a while, will do something controversial that gets people talking. People will start watching, and then he'll get up, and then he'll start losing them again.
He'll get a small bump in viewership.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad. But, I mean, that's what happens. You're kind of spineless.
Oh yeah, I used to have so much respect for them, and then they just kind of turned into, they don't even say anything. They're not, nothing they say is like,
they've ostracized so many people for their stances. Now they don't have, they're scared to take a stance.
Well, it's, yeah, they don't even have a stance. Before, their stance was, we're just funny. Like, that mm-hmm. was their whole thing. And, you know, some of their takes would be kind of mean and almost bullying, but it was done in the under the guise, not even the guise, under the
with the understanding that it's all just,
it's joking, satire and joking. Yeah. And so it was good content. It was good. There was nothing bad coming from it.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, now he just, in his channel, is just, oh, this person thinks this, we hate them. Let's get them canceled. Let's get them off of YouTube. Let's get them to be talked about in a negative way.
So they started participating in the witch hunts, and then now...
I don't like using the word witch hunt, but yeah. Just because it's been co-opted as a conspiracy word.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, Trump kind of ruined like witch... Trump ruined witch hunt, because now when you say it, you're automatically labeled as some like right-wing accusatory... irresponsible type who did something and is trying to hide from it.
First of all, I am irresponsible. Secondly, I have nothing to hide.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, because witch hunt is an accurate way to describe it, kind of. Because some of the times, sometimes there are things, sometimes somebody is a witch. The whole thing about the phrase witch hunt is they weren't witches, but we were still going after them. But sometimes... in this context, sometimes some people that get canceled are the witch. Like, they actually needed to... the hunting was... it was real. They were actually hunting a witch. But does it need to be hunted? Like, what's wrong? Like, what they were saying about this person was like, yeah, he did say that and he does believe that. But why isn't he allowed to? And I'm trying to think of an example. Oh, I don't know, like Joe Rogan, who has not had a single hot take ever. He has hot ideas and hot questions. He doesn't take a stance. The only stance that he takes is let fucking people talk. And if you're loud and mean, you're useless. That's literally his whole deal. If you're a bitch to people, you're not worth listening to. That's all he cares about.
But he still creates, he still gives them an ear.
And exactly. He gives
an inquisitive ear. I really like Joe Rogan's stuff because when he does sit down with people, he's not necessarily adversarial. Even if he doesn't agree with them,
mm-hmm.
he'll usually start off an interview with a couple things he likes about the person,
mm-hmm.
kind of make sure they're on level playing field. And then when the conversation starts, you know, going and, you know, hitting its paces, he'll actually ask the questions that makes the other person who's on the podcast give us more insight as to why they believe the mm-hmm. way that they do.
Yeah.
And then when that doesn't make sense, he'll challenge it.
Yep.
And makes you have a much better understanding of the other person's side.
Yeah. They never,
and I like that.
They never leave the show on bad terms.
Yeah.
Because he communicates correctly.
And it's proof that you don't have to.
And people like Ethan don't like that type of discussion exists, because people like Ethan don't want that discussion to be had. Healthy discussion negates
their ideals takes away from the fact that, well, but now you have an opportunity to prove me wrong, and that's not okay because I'm right. And that bugs the shit out of me because it's like, as somebody who was raised in the church, as a Gen Z person who was raised in a very conservative church, learning compassion for everyone is very important because I had to learn quick when I hit teenage years that people didn't like me because of what I probably believed when they knew my religious background. So I had to learn quick to inform people, I don't care what's going on in your life, we can still be friends unless you're a dick.
Yep.
And it's very difficult. No, it's not. I'm not saying that I'm plighted because I'm a Christian guy and all this stuff. I'm just saying I do have an acute understanding of like where communication needs to be for things to be healthy. And so it's just, it bugs the shit out of me when people do that because they just shut down any ability to learn. It bugs the crap out of me.
Yeah. It almost makes you seem like a villain too if you do try to reach out to the other side. Now you're considered a sympathizer and, you know, you just need to be a good human being. That's what it needs to be. You don't need to have another negative label applied when you try to play the role of peacekeeper. And you know, oftentimes when someone feels heard, they're more willing to listen. But if you don't feel heard, you're on the defensive. And then you dig your heels into a stance that you may have been previously willing to move on if you felt there was an invitation, if you felt it was safe to do so. But when you become purely adversarial like that, no one's going to want to move.
Yeah.
Really fucking sad.
I'm reading this book right now. I'm reading it.
Yeah.
I'm actually reading it. I started reading it yesterday.
That's impressive.
It's called Don't Hurt People and Don't Take Their Stuff. Now, the next part is going to be controversial. Let me explain. The subtitle for the book is A Libertarian Manifesto. They use that because they say manifesto like that, but because it's like it's an inflammatory type word, you know?
Yeah.
And what I hate is when you say libertarian, people think you're a crazy cokehead. I wouldn't say I'm not a member of actually, I might be.
You don't know. We'll still decide.
Well, because my card never came in when I tried to switch to independent. So I might still be. I don't know. Until I knew what the libertarian, like, actual party was, I was a libertarian party member, but I've
distance somewhat.
Yeah, well, because the ideals of libertarianism and then what the Libertarian Party teaches and practices
are two separate things.
Are two very different things.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot more crazy and radical over there, where the ideals of a libertarian, it's literally just the left-wing side of the French Revolution. You know, the good guys in the whole French Revolution story. The people trying to overthrow the evil monarchist government that wouldn't give them food and was telling them what to do at all times every day. And so it's literally don't hurt people and don't take their stuff. That's the underlying principle to liberty. And there's not a good way to co-opt liberty into an Aryan. That sounds weird. Or an Ican or an Icat. Like, libertarian is the only way to make it a noun. So you can't make a new party based on liberty. You have
because
to just come up.
Because they took the good name.
Yeah, they took the good name. So it kind of sucks.
Damn.
Yeah. But there needs to be a new party. I mean, everybody tries, but they don't try. And it's because it's a joke to do it. Because it's never going to go anywhere. And so people take that as fact and then they just don't take it anywhere.
Yeah.
There needs to be a very, very large grassroots effort to get
destroy
rid
the bipartisan
of the
bipartisan
bullshit. Yep.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. And I think when we start having more than two or three parties, people start to realize that they do have a decision and their voice does have power.
Mm-hmm.
When people start showing up and it's no longer a, if you're not us, you're bad.
Yeah.
Then we actually can start making changes.
Well, it's like in the Senate, they and the Congress, or, you know, just in the government in general, they don't sit in the you know, in their committees and go, well, what do the people that don't agree with either of us think? Because they're so fucking locked in hating each other, mm-hmm. Republicans and Democrats, that they don't even give credence to any other opinion besides the both of theirs existing.
Yep. Yep.
And it's
that's
just like
creates bad policy.
Yeah.
That's what creates,
well, it's not the only thing
the
that creates bad policy, but
in,
yeah.
Oh, you're talking about corporate involvement.
Yeah.
Paying people,
lobbyists
for,
and shit.
Yeah, yep.
I'm all for like a group of people getting together so that their voice can be louder and giving that voice to one person so that one person can go to
on their behalf.
I'm all for that. What I'm not for is a group of extremely rich people and only extremely rich people
protecting
their own interests by going to a specific person, giving them a whole bunch of money, and then telling that person to go tell the government that. That's a different story, and that should be gotten rid of.
Yeah.
That's mob shit.
Taking people out to lunches.
Yeah.
Taking them off on golf trips and...
Yeah, bringing them up to your hotel room.
Yeah.
Have a meeting. It's just...
a lot of cocaine. You know, why don't we drug test our Congress?
Yeah, Dana, quit threatening Jake Paul.
Threaten our government.
Threaten the... yeah, threaten fucking Ted Cruz and all these fucking coke fiends up on Capitol Hill to... get that you're gonna drug test them. That should be a policy. They should get drug tested every day.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Like, why can't someone who's like working at Walmart, why can't they do weed and stuff like that?
Yeah.
But the people who make the most impact on everyone else's lives, they're completely absolved from any responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind
of
weird.
The mayor of Washington, D.C. back in the 80s, I can't remember his name, was arrested on cocaine charges. He'd been mayor doing cocaine for years before somebody outed it.
Right.
Like, and
it's almost understood that they do.
Yeah.
It's almost like expected.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad. But shit, man, what do we know?
Sound like Jan Sixers.
I don't know what that is.
The guys on last year in January that tried to overthrow the government.
Oh God! The
so
shaman,
fucking, so stupid. He's the fucking QAnon shaman is literally in isolation. What's the word? Prison cell by himself. The shoe. What's it called?
The hole.
The hole. Yeah. What's it called?
Solitary.
Solitary. Yeah. He's literally in solitary confinement right now. That's hilarious, yeah. But also kind of sad.
Yeah,
that's just he hasn't been charged with anything,
and not that many people are talking about it. I'm assuming.
Well, a lot of people are talking about it. Nobody's listening.
No.
And when you do talk about it, you get banned from Twitter.
Dude, you're about to get targeted again.
I know. I'm gonna fucking punch her. I'm gonna punch her out of the air. Get the fuck out of here.
She took that as an invitation. Well, listeners, I know this has been a bit of a tone shift for us, but, you know, every now and again, it's nice to have a
I'll
break.
Take my penis out next episode.
Yeah, sorry. But we love you guys. We're glad that you spent the time with us. I know this is shorter than our usual ones, but we need to make sure that we have enough content for you guys.
We're going to get back to
fart jokes.
Regularly scheduled shit.
Pretty darn soon.
Next week.
Yeah.
Hopefully, right. If... man doesn't get COVID again.
Love you guys.
Fucking asshole.
Bye.
Bye.
We're drinking all of this tonight.